Good afternoon. Welcome to Mitake Green Travel's English service. I'm Hiroshi Horikawa, somebody who are new to me. I am senior pastor of this church. I'm senior pastor, but is not oldest one. Of course, Kevin is older than me. He is hospitalized because of skin cancer, but he will be out tomorrow. Yeah. So, I'd like to explain what's going on the fourth floor. You just hear the sound. We have deaf members in a Japanese service. Our church is one of the first churches in Japan to start the ministry to deaf people. Actually, my father started the ministry to a deaf member in Japan about 50 years ago. So we have about 15 to 20, around 20 deaf members. So they are now practicing Christmas, stance, you know, the short drama with sign. So they're sometimes so enthusiastic, so it's, you know, make some noise, but I heard they will be acting the story of Zacchaeus, you know. And in December, we have Christmas service on the 25th, both in Japanese service and English service. But we have a so-called family Christmas. We'll be on the 18th. So we celebrate Christmas two times from 10:30. So you are more than welcome, even to the Japanese service. There are many translators in our Japanese congregation, so please come to Japanese service too and enjoy the Christmas services. Of course, 25th afternoon, we'll have English service, English Christmas service, and also 24th, Christmas Eve, we'll have candle service. From 7 p.m. So that is the only service in this church with candles in the night. So please come to our Christmas Eve service on the 24th. It's very beautiful. So that is the announcement. So this afternoon I'd like to teach one of the famous parables of Jesus, which is the wise and foolish builders, so-called. As some of you know, I preached in Japanese service this year. The whole series of sermons, the title of series is The Discipleship. I said a little bit about the Inokuchi Bible study 2 weeks ago. I shared a little bit. But the reason why I choose this topic is as a pastor, of course, I know the Christians of this church, even in Japanese congregation, English congregation, and deaf congregation, they look so happy, and they are enjoying their life with Christ. But I want them to more active you know, more involved in Jesus' ministry, you know. And some are just pray to God and reading the Bibles, but they are not so, how can I say, in a positive way of Christian life. The reason is, one of the reasons I thought when I was praying that that is the recognition of themselves, you know, who I am. And of course we believe in Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, which means we are the believers, you know, we believe in Jesus. But Jesus did not ask the disciples make the believers. Jesus ordered, go out the world and make the disciples. Jesus wants us to be his disciples. You know? And there are much difference between believers and disciples. There are many believers in Japan. Of course, not the believe in Jesus Christ, but Japanese love religions. They believe, they can believe anything, even the head of the fish. Yeah, Japanese old saying says, you know, even the head of the fish, if you believe, that could be the God. So Japanese can believe in anything. Many shrines and temples, stones, woods, sometimes just nothing, air. Yeah, they believe. But they believe in because they want to they want their the God's work for them, you know. We Japanese are not ready to serve God, but we want God to serve us. That's why in Japan, each God has their role. It's very, you know, strange to the Christian country's people, you know, like if you go to a shrine, you can say, this shrine is for something, for a safe car drive. This is for a safe birth. Or this is for enter the success, the entrance examination, you know. Each God has their role or their good at that. Because for Japanese, gods are for them, you know. So even the believers, Christians, as a Japanese myself too, you know, it's not easy to change their mind. We have to serve God. We have to obey God. We have to follow God. But Japanese mindset, Japanese way of thinking, God, we do not obey God, but God obey them, obey me. It's like vending machine, yeah, or ATM, yeah. Like you know their wood box in the temple of shrines, and they throw the money, right? Have you ever seen that? Osaisen, you know? Yeah, it's like a vending machine. Buy the Coke or a coffee or something. Throw the 100 yen, and they clap the hands. And God, I don't know who are you, but I need girlfriend, I need boyfriend, I need money. I need a job. That's the way of our Japanese thinking toward God. So this is a big mistake. Of course, the Japanese Christians are not thinking that way, but still they have some tendency, you know, as Japanese. So we have to change our mind 100%. We serve God. We obey God. You know, we follow God. Because we are the disciples of Jesus Christ. We are not just the believers. Of course, we believe in God. We believe in Jesus Christ. But if we think about we are just the believers, which means Jesus, because I believe in you, do this and do that, you know, just ask something, request. God is not the object of request. You know, we have to think about that all the time. You know, we sometimes, when we pray, we are easy to say, Lord, do this and do this and do this for me. Of course, it is allow us to do that, though. You know, Jesus said, ask, seek, you know, pray, say anything you want. That is God. That is Jesus Christ. But before we ask something, we have to say, what do you want? What do you want me to do? Before we pray, I want you to do this. What's the difference, you know? When we pray, Lord, I want you to do this. I want to do this. I want you to do this. Right? But before we pray that, we have to ask our Jesus Christ, we have to ask Lord, we have to ask God, what do you want me to do today? What do you want to do for you today? Understand the difference? This is 100% different. But that is the attitude of the disciples. Because we are the disciples of Jesus Christ, we have to serve the master. We have to serve the teacher. We have to make our master happy. We will learn from him. We have to listen to him before we say something. If you go to your master, any kind of masters, you say, hey, master, you have to do this and do this. This is for me today. I going to say that? I don't think so. Maybe you ask your master, master, what do you want me to do today? Lord, what is the teaching to me today? That is the attitude the disciples should be. But from that attitude, from that point of view, we can serve Jesus Christ and we can grow. We can change ourselves. As long as we think Jesus Christ is one of God's, one of the asker, we cannot grow. We cannot change. That is the long story short. I choose this topic, the discipleship, in the
the title of this year's sermon. But I think I'll choose a different topic next year, but I think this topic, discipleship, becomes one of my important topic as a pastor, as a Christian, as one of the disciples of Jesus Christ. Because through the studies of discipleship, I am the number one learner from that, you know, study. I learned a lot, and I could understand I am not the true disciple of Jesus Christ. I have to change myself. This morning, I talked about Paul in Japanese service. And Paul is the one of the important, one of the most important disciples of Jesus Christ. But he did not see Jesus Christ directly. He did not see the resurrected Jesus Christ. But he heard the voice, of course, at the gate of Damascus. But not because he did not see Jesus Christ directly, he wanted to see Jesus. And he want Jesus make Jesus happy. Because he did not see him directly. And because Paul did not see Jesus directly, physically, he can say, I am in Christ. You know, in Greek said, en Christo, in Christ Jesus. He said, I am in Christ Jesus, surrounded by Jesus Christ. No. He did not say, I am with Christ. He did not say, I am by Christ. He did not say, I am on Christ. He said, I am in Christ. Because he feels spiritually, he was surrounded by Jesus Christ. So we did not see Jesus Christ. We could not see Jesus. We cannot see Jesus Christ physically. But we can feel, or such as Paul felt. So I want to know more about the discipleship. I want to know more about how could I be a good disciple of Jesus Christ? How could I answer his request to the disciples? This afternoon, I'd like to talk about one of Jesus' favorite famous parables, Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 29. This parable is the conclusion of the whole series of Jesus Christ is called Sermon on the Mount. Jesus Christ, if you read verse chapter 5, verse 1. Now when he saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, blah, blah, blah. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. So this whole series of teaching, chapter 5, 6, 7, are the teaching toward directly to the disciples. Of course, Jesus talked to the crowds, but directly Jesus is addressing to his disciples. So the disciples of Jesus Christ, we have to read these three chapters again and again and again, because this is the teaching to the disciples. Of course, the whole Bible is a teaching to the disciples, but I think these three chapters are very important. The Beatitudes, salt and the light, fulfillment of the law, you know, all these teachings. Ask, seek, knock. Of course, the Lord's Prayer, narrow and wide gate. Now, all of these is very important. Eyes for an eye for an eye, but I say to you, do not resist an evil person. Love for enemies. Now, all these teachings, very important. But the conclusion of these all important teachings, Jesus said this parable. Therefore, let me read verse 24, chapter 7. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down and streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears those words of mine and does not put them into practice, like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that house and it fell with a great crash. Very impressive, easy to understand parable, but very important. Jesus said there are two different groups of the people. There are two different groups of people. This group and this group. And this group, one group is a wise group, and one is foolish. Who is wise? Everyone who hears these words of mine and put them into practice. Put them into practice is wise. Who's foolish? Everyone who hears those words of mine and does not put them into practice. Ah, easy. Very easy. All these words. Of course, directly chapter 5, 6, and 7. But I can tell the teaching of the Bible. Who hears these words of mine? So anyone can hear these words. Because ear is open. Huh. Your ears are open, right? Even though you are sleeping, ears are open. Your eyes can close, but your nose and ears are open 24 hours. Right, that's why you can wake up with your alarm, right? Right, yeah, because your ears are open. So we can hear anything. So you can hear the words of God, and you can read. Yes, we can hear. But if we do not put them into practice, you're a fool. I think this is, you know, too much Jesus. You know. Of course, if we can put those put them into practice, the words of Jesus Christ, teaching of Jesus, we can put them into practice, this is wise. Yes, Like the wise man who built the house on the rock. But why Jesus say, Jesus said, who are not put them in practice are foolish. It's very strong word, right? Have you ever this week somebody tell you you're a fool? You're foolish. No, huh? If someone says that, maybe you knock him down. But Jesus say, you're a fool. Huh? Wow. Strong. Yeah. But I want to say, Jesus said, there are no between. There are no in between. We think, we hear the word of God, and we understand, we remember, that is enough, you know. That is not fool. That is, I don't know, I don't think this is wise, but if we hear the word, this is good. Yeah, this is good. Yeah. Lots of sermons, teachings, books, Bible. I know many things, many good words. Memorize it. I think that is good. Maybe not wise, but it's good. But Jesus said, if you do not put them into practice, you are a fool. I hear it. Why Jesus say I'm a fool? I think, but this is the most important point of this parable. Why, Jesus said, if we do not put them in practice, we are fool? Because we can build a house. The build a house means we can live. You know, we can build our own lives. We can work, study, you know, we can build our lives. Make money, buy things, you know, eat food, and you know, all this stuff. We can live. Without putting into the practice of Jesus Christ's word. But the problem is what? When the rain came down and stream rose and winds blow and beat against that house. Which means the trial comes to our lives. Yes. Trials comes to our lives. Come to our lives. Nobody knows when. Nobody knows how long. Nobody knows how strong. Nobody knows what a damage. But if we do not put the word of Jesus Christ into practice, when the trial to me. Yeah. It happened. Yes. Thank you. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Yeah. But if we do not, you know, do the practice, we just all these good teachings we know. If we do not put them, like Jesus said, love your enemy. Yes, I know. I have to learn the enemy. Yeah. Jesus said, do not worry about tomorrow. I know. All these good words. Put your treasures in heaven. I know. But I need some treasures on the earth too. But Jesus said, if you say, I know, and if you do not put them in practice, the trial comes to your life, you cannot stand. You lose everything. That's why Jesus said you're a fool. If you want to put yourself, put everything in your life, one stand steady, you have to put them into practice. You are not listeners, but you have to doers of Jesus Christ. Every day basis, not sometimes. Sometimes in once in a month, once in a week. No. Every single moment, we will try to put them into practice. We have to do what Jesus teach you. But this is not easy. That's why Jesus teach us these wonderful parables. Jesus said, build your house on the rock. What is easy? Build on the sand, on the rock. Of course, build on the rock is much hard. It's much harder than build on the sand. Sand is flat, so you can put your walls and roofs easy. If you want to put the house on the rock, rock is not flat. You know, so it's not easy to build your house. However, if you put your house on the rock, the rain comes down and streams rolls and wind blows and beat against them house, yet it did not fall. So Jesus Christ teach this parable to teach us our lives is like making a house, you know. Our every day, wake up and from the going out of the bed and till going into the bed, this is a building. This is what we do. We build our own house. But when we do, we have to think, you know, in this time, or even one single word or our action of our hands, we have to think, is this the doing of Jesus Christ's teaching? Oh, wow, oh, I forgot this week. I did not put in the practice. Oh, this is Friday, so I have to do something. I forgot 5 days. This is not good. You know, this is daily basis. Daily basis. Maybe sometimes you, when you pray, before you go to bed, when you pray, oh, I forgot Jesus Christ. Oh, I forgot everything. I just too busy today for the work. You know, oh, Jesus, sorry about that. I forgot you. I do this and do this and do this. Jesus said, you're a fool. Paul said, even eating food, even sleeping, you can glorify God. Yeah. So as a disciple of Jesus Christ, we serve Jesus Christ 24 hours. We do not serve Him part-time. We serve Him, we obey Him full-time. Because we are the disciple of Jesus Christ. So we have to think about, so we can change everything. How can we put the Jesus teaching on practice? On our job, in our family, in our relationship, in our sayings, every single part of our lives. So if we think about that and if we do that, our lives are on the solid rock. Solid rocks. Any kind of trials come to your lives, you're safe. You never lose anything. So what do you have to do? Learn more? Read more? No. We have to do that. One of the, I forgot his name, but the Japanese famous writer said, what is difficult from 0 to 1 and 1 to 1,000? Of course, from 0 to 1 is much harder, much difficult than 1 to 1,000. Understand that? When we start something without nothing, is very, very difficult. But if we start something, we can magnify. You know, we can do it more. It's easy. So we know a lot of Jesus Christ's teaching. We know a lot of the Bibles. But if we do, if we put them into practice, it's 0 to 1. So that is so hard, you know. But once we start something, it goes 1 and 2, 10, 100, and 1,000. What we have to do is do now. Not tomorrow, but today. What we can do. What we can do. Is there any teaching in your mind? I should put them in practice? That is the first thing you have to do. That is the first thing you can change your life. That is the first thing you have to do as the disciple of Jesus Christ. Think about it. You are the disciple of Jesus Christ. Your master is right in front of you and watching you. Oh no, Paul said we are surrounded by the master. We are in Christ. So Christ Jesus is 24 hours our master, 24 hours our master. And He is helping us. The Holy Spirit is within us and ask us, make our strong. So we have to start something. Because we do not want to be foolish. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank You so much that You call us from the different places, but You called us like the disciples, first disciples like Peter, John, James. You call us not because we are good, we are talented, we are wonderful, but You call us, we are weak. We are not enough. But Lord, thank You so much. You call us Your disciples. And You expect us. And You teach us. But only thing You cannot do is our doing. You teach us, but we have to do according to Your teaching, Lord. Lord, speak to our spirit now and make our strong and make and change us, Lord, not just listener, but doer of Your teaching. Lord, change us, change our lives, change single one of our moments, Lord. Lord, we want to make you happy. We want you, our Lord, Master. We want to serve you, Lord. We want to learn you more. We want to live in you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.